seated. It's 6 p.m. Our regular meeting of May the 1st. And we think it's going to be a Guinness Book of Records setter for being the shortest regular assembly meeting on record. The record to beat was July 15th, 08. It was 2 hours and 25 minutes. So that's our goal for today.
Get it done.
So, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Mike Sherwill, Warren Keough, District 1.
Present.
Noel Woods, District 2.
Present.
Ronald Arden, District 3.
Here.
Steve Culligan, District 4.
Here.
Darcy Solomon, District 5.
Here.
Jim Clover, District 6.
Here.
Vern Halter, District 7.
Here.
You do have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. We have the agenda before us. Is there a discussion? Mr. Manager?
Yes, under consent agenda item D1A. Regarding master plan for Academy Charter School Building expansion, I would like to pull that off the consent agenda and deal with that somewhat directly.
D1A, resolution 12049, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that'll help our goal. Any other discussion? Is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll rise. I'm going to ask Ms. Lorraine Donkey to pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Comments on the minutes?
Well, I just did a little research on the minutes, Mr. Mayor. I got a call from the Academy Charter School Principal, Mrs. Gerard, and her understanding of what when we had initially, I think we had dealt with how to fund the additional, to get the 5 additional classrooms, that the assembly said award all the, we want to go ahead and award all the alternates, is what she thought. She said we heard, and if you remember in that last meeting, and I looked in the minutes, it said, well, we had forgot to award the alternates. We'd moved money from the site selection fund into award the alternates, and it was $268,000 thereabouts. And so we went back up the agenda, and we amended the approval to include awarding the alternates. But her question was, is that, well, she said, it didn't include the paving, and we can get a good deal for $65,000. I said, well, I'll bring it up to the assembly's attention that we didn't award it, and let them know that, and leave it at that.
What does that have to do with minutes?
It wasn't in the minutes. So I went back through the minutes. It was alternates 2, 5, and
4.
And 4. Alternate 3, I believe, was the paving. Is that right, Sean? Yeah, she's shaking on her head. So we didn't formally award the paving. So it's really not an issue unless people feel like we need to. I want to clarify that for the record, that okay. That's what we did. And
business will be picked up later.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other discussions? Hearing none, we'll move on to our cities. I see Wasilla back there.
Doug Griffin, City Manager Palmer. I give this a handout because I'm going to help you break your record. I'm going to not use my allotted time, and I won't cover everything that's on the handout. You can read that at your leisure or toss it or whatever. But just a couple of things I will touch on. We had a representative from the Great Land Trust appear before our city council meeting on April 24th talking about some potential for us to work in a cooperative nature with the trust, and they were focused primarily on a big chunk of park, potential parkland north of the Cedar Hill subdivision. So that's kind of exciting. I had a subsequent meeting with the person, and they're going to report back to the city council of Palmer on a special meeting of June 12th. But it's about a 100-acre parcel of land that if we could put together the couple of million dollars or more to acquire it through various creative means, could create something like a, I view it as sort of a mini Kincaid Park in Anchorage here, where we could have ski trails and different types of activities year-round within the city of Palmer, so obviously locally. So that's a kind of an exciting thing that just came about. The other thing was Mr. Scott Hamilton, who runs the J.D. Steele project out in our industrial park, our commercial park, came, and this is good news. He's got a lot of business going over the next 90 days and is expecting over 360 trucks bring the steel in for, manipulation, bending it and fabricating it and so forth. So we are looking at our next meeting on May 8th, City Council is going to consider closing down the connection to the Mountain Ranch subdivision that kind of goes through the commercial park for safety purposes, just because we are going to have such a busy building season.
My subdivision.
Well, we have a means to be able to shut that road down for 90 days based on sort of the evaluation of the our police chief and fire chief have looked at it in terms of being able to still respond. Well, it's outside the city, so it's part of our fire service area. The fire chief has kind of sort of allowed that there's still adequate access that they can respond in a very timely manner there. So I can't judge what the council's going to do, but I think there's a good chance that we may do a temporary closure of that road, and then we may go back and review the whole history of that in terms of the platting and so forth. So kind of put you on notice. I'm trying to highlight the things that where there's some kind of a borough-city connection there. The other things are just written there about we are proceeding with our man-made property land acquisition. We finished our phase one environmental review of all the properties, and we have gotten some grant funding for a targeted brownfields review, and that team that's involved with that, an EPA contract and so forth, are tentatively scheduled to come to town on May 30th. So we got a lot of different balls up in the air with that. We're still negotiating with the landowners. We're trying to do an environmental review so that we can tell the council, if they want to go forward with purchasing the property, what they're going to be getting. The only other thing I'll just mention is we do have a project fair scheduled for May 17th. We're certainly all invited. This is part of our process of prioritizing our capital projects for next year, and we're using it more just to kind of try to get the crowd out with door prizes and inducements to kind of come meet the city, talk to city employees. We're having it at the MTA Event Center so we can display some of our toys, fire trucks and police cars, and some of those inside, some of them outside in the parking lot. But recognize our legislators for the good work they do on our behalf. And so that's Thursday night, May 17th at the MTA Event Center. So with that, I'll conclude. I won't use all of my time. Be happy to answer any questions. Appreciate the opportunity to address you tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate the right. I guess we're reporting at the chamber tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're going to negotiate. How much do you want some of my time? I'll sell you a couple of minutes.
No, I'm not long winded. Wasilla.
Okay, Bert Cottle, City of Wasilla. I have four things tonight, Mr. Mayor. Assembly members. First is Wasilla Middle School plat has been submitted to the Borough Platting Board on April 25th for the public hearing. will be in the next 30 to 45 days. This is in reference to the library land. So that's going to its next step. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we have $100,000 in the capital budget for upgrades on Lake Lucille Park. So once that transfer is completed, we have $100,000 to do upgrades as far as the boardwalk and the dock. The third thing, Wasilla cleanup day started today. Anybody who needs a trash bag can stop by City Hall, Sports Center, or the Chamber of Commerce and pick them up. And again, I want to thank the borough for providing them bags for us. And finally, just to put a plug in for the Massu Youth Court, and I repeat, it's a Massu Youth Court, because I know you're in the budget process, and we're hoping Santa Claus is good this year. So that's all I have, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston is not here. I guess not. Somebody from the school district? You should come more often. I wouldn't have to ask what your name was.
Good evening. My name is Lorraine Domke. Yes. I'm the Director of Federal Programs for the school district. And I'm here tonight to invite all assembly members and members in the audience to participate in the district's upcoming graduation celebrations. You're being handed a list of all the graduation ceremonies and times and locations. And I also have a staff I'll leave in the back for any of the audience members. As you know, the Mansu School District is preparing to graduate 11,000 seniors out into the community workforce and into our post-secondary college pathways.
11,000?
I'm sorry, 1,100. I'm sorry. I work with money. What's an extra zero? 1,100. Thank you. Sorry. We know that about 77% of our graduates go on to attend a four-year college, vocational program, or employment training. So come help us celebrate our graduates this year, and we'd also like to thank you for considering the increase to the district. These funds would be used to help retain teachers and keep our class size smaller. So thank you for that, and please join us in celebrating our 1,100 graduates. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a presentation from the Mansu Convention and Visitors Bureau, Ms. Akiva.
Good evening, Mayor, Assembly Members. Good to see you again. My name is Cheryl Mativa. I am the Vice President of Mansu CVB and the Marketing Director for Morris, Alaska. I'd like you all to know that the June issue of Alaska Magazine is featuring the Mansu on our inside section. That's just a little side note there. So regarding the Mansu CVB, that amazing organization we all love, our staff just finished participating in a 3 in-state outdoor sportsman show. We participated in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Wasilla. The in-state resident and visiting friends and relatives is a major target for our advertising efforts, so that was time very well spent. Our visitor center will open on Friday, May 18. We will continue our social media campaign, I Found the Visitor Center. You are invited to our annual open house at 5 p.m. on May 16th, where our members will showcase their products and network with other visitor industry businesses. It's a great opportunity for you to get out and meet those business members of our community. Our staff just returned from participating in the U.S. Travel Association International Powwow event. Mansu CVB partnered with the Kenai Peninsula Tourism Marketing Council and the Valdez CVB in a booth share named Authentic Alaska. We have 44 20-minute appointments with international tour operators promoting Alaska, including the Mansu Valley, and their operator brochures. The Alaska suppliers all reported international operator sales are significantly up this summer. The Mansu CVB recently launched a mobile version of its website, alaskavisit.com. Research reveals increased use of smartphones when traveling, and when the mobile site is faster, more effective in delivering visitor information, we feel it will be time well spent. The state of Alaska, in partnership with the Alaska Travel Industry Association, released the new Alaska Visitor Statistics Program, also known as the AVSP. The research collected information from visitors from their Alaska experience, in-state spending, and trip planning process. The current survey is the sixth in a series of research reports that began in the mid-1980s. It's valuable information for us to refine and optimize our marketing efforts. It has been over 5 years since the last report. So again, very timely information for the visitor industry, both state and locally here in the MATSU. The legislature passed a $16 million statewide generic tourism marketing program in the operating budget. Along with private industry match, FY13 efforts will exceed $18.7 million. The Alaska Travel Industry Association Marketing Committee, which develops the marketing plan and advises the state, is a very important part of that process. And Bonnie Quill, our executive director, is the incoming chair for the ATIA Marketing Committee this fall. And that's it for our agency report. Are there any questions? That was a lot of information quickly, I know, but we're all really wanting to get out of here, so thank you very much.
Assemblymember Keogh.
Yes, Warren.
Maybe second question to the mayor. Ms. Mativo, you mentioned open house on on May 16th. What are the times?
Oh, what time is that, Bonnie?
5 o'clock.
Starts at 5 o'clock, and that's right there at the visitor center.
Thanks.
You bet.
I'll just pass on. I've been to two events recently that we're both looking for venues next year, and they both said, well, too bad about MATSU, there's not enough beds out there. Something we need to work on.
Absolutely, and we're very, very cognizant of that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Was there a joint school board meeting?
No, that meets Monday, but I have a Fish and Wildlife Commission report, if you'd allow me.
Okay.
The folks that serve on your Fish and Wildlife Commission, that was formerly the Blue Ribbon, Mayor's Blue Ribbon Committee, Sportsman's Committee, wanted to give you an update and thank the Assembly for supporting the $10,000 in the budget last year that was used to hire Kramer Fish Sciences, who developed a proposal for a genetic study, kind of the nuts and bolts of what the study would entail, a briefing paper, if you will, to provide to the legislature to hopefully get that funded, and that was successful to the tune of $625,000 was funded, and there's concurrence on the language of what the study will contain. It's like a 5-year genetic study of sampling of the fish moving through the inlet. Apparently there's some experts in that field, and they do it, a lot of it's through sonar and whatnot, and tracking fish as they what they found out is a lot of salmon travel up into the rivers and back out a number of times. They may not be spawners in those rivers, but like the Chinook will go in and out before they get to their stream of origin. But anyway, so we'll get some valuable data from that, and they wanted to thank you for that. The manager had given a project list and said, well, these are the capital projects, there's money left over in these projects, and I kind of marched that out, and a lot of those folks go down to the landing at to Little Sioux, and I said, that road is pretty bad out there, sure needs some topping, and I don't know if we have that in RSA or not, but I just make note of that we could use some topping. It gets pounded by the, all the traffic that goes down to the Little Sioux sitting access down there. That's about it, except that one of the members did mention that on the 14th at the Palmer Depot, the JABR, the EIS meeting on the increased flight, maybe Warren and the manager and the mayor probably know more about it. They're having a meeting out here. Is that correct? Is that the 14th at the depot on the
sure
the training area?
I believe so, and there will actually be four different public meetings in the borough that are JBEAR related, one in Talkeetna, one in Wasilla, one in Palmer, and one at Lake Louise. I think the date's right for the Palmer on the 14th at the training depot.
Regarding the EIS for the airspace
right.
change.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we're scheduling a special meeting with that project beforehand for the assembly on that day.
It's not to detract from that meeting.
Right. There'll be no public testimony taken, but it'll be time they can address assembly and somebody have any questions back for them. And that's it. Two?
I'm going to bring it up under the first floor.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
And on that
okay, good.
Wildlife Board, they're pretty much in agreement with the state on where and how to do the genetic testing this summer?
Yeah, there's alignment on that. Larry Engel working with, there was initially, I guess, some problems that the department had different ideas and what our group and the other folks, and I think they're in alignment. That got worked out in session. Everybody's real happy, and they wanted to thank you for supporting that appropriation. So that was pretty good leverage there.
Okay. Any PR issues? Mr. Manager?
Yes, good evening. Myself and the attorney just got back from a visit to D.C. I'll let him kind of go over that agenda. But first, I would like to introduce our new Community Development Director, Eric Phillips. Eric, would you stand up? And why don't you just come forward?
I was wondering what that new base was back there.
Yeah, Eric comes to us from Valdez, and I think he is an excellent choice to really lead our community development department. And after my evaluation, we did have some comments on how I need to do a better job, and you're going to help me. So
yeah, we just doubled your workload. We thought we did.
At least yep. I waited 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, welcome aboard. Did you have comments?
Not really. I don't want to take the chance of running the record tonight. My first assembly meeting. I just want to say I'm really glad to be here, and I do look forward to working with the mayor and assembly to make the borough a better place to live and look forward to building those relationships with you all.
Thank you, and welcome.
The other item I have before we swing over to Nick is on Monday, May 7th, May 8th, May 9th and May 14th, we have four meetings set up to go through the budget. At the end of April, we gave the overview, and so I can direct to make sure those times that we have are most profitable to you. Can you give me an idea as the assembly what you would like to do, and then I like to maybe key on one or two or three items each of those evenings so we can really focus and drill down on the budget concerns and operation concerns. And also, too, the questions, card questions that were proposed, the packet is on your table, and we think that's complete. If you have any more questions or additional questions, let us know, and we'll get answers for you as well.
There will be lots more questions.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that we have time to answer those and properly, so you're prepared when you take action on the budget.
These meetings you just listed, are those public hearings?
No. The public hearings we have are tomorrow, the 2nd and 3rd.
Uh-huh.
But these are meetings we have scheduled the next week.
Okay.
For debate, deliberation,
for amendments. Assemblymember Culver.
Well, I was a little bit thrown. I didn't realize that we had... when the district said, hey, we're great with your 3% increase, we don't need to sell it anymore, that we had tossed out our work session at the same time. Because you've got a different budget process, we've got written questions submitted, and we just got that information tonight. I need a little time to get to know this budget. And generally, it's most helpful to be able to question department heads, what do you got in here, what's the increase for, that would be kind of like some of the landfill issues that have been coming up, for instance, but that's where I find out what direction that I like to go on the budget is through an analysis and having an open work session where we're talking about it, not making amendments to the budget. I guess my point is I'm nowhere near ready to start rolling up my sleeves and approving that because I don't know what's in it yet. We've got the written information. We got some information from the analyst. So I would suggest that either after some of the public hearings, probably be better Monday when we're back here. It's a little hard to in that space over there in the fire department, because we're all in a line and staff's here. It's a big room. It's a little bit harder to get at information and question and answer and whatnot. It's easier to sit there and take testimony, but it's a little bit harder to roll up your sleeves. So whatever you think, special meeting, work session, attached to either Monday or or these others if we have time. But I don't know how everyone else feels, but I really don't have any, except for the rollout, I haven't had a chance to really dive into what the specifics are. Some of the issues, where's the, how much travel you have in each budget, and there's this LIDAR stuff sprinkled in and out, and I won't belabor the point, but a lot of questions that I'd like some answers to before we start deliberating closing out individual departments.
Well, we got two more nights of public hearing. I'm sure we'll probably have a little more definition. Assemblymember Arvin, did you have your hand?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate Mr. Culver's comments, but I guess since this is a little bit different than in recent past, I was thinking the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 14th that the manager, maybe inappropriately thinking, that maybe the manager would have all of the staff here, and as we plow through the budget and we have specific questions for them, we could call upon them to come forward and address them. I'm not really excited about plugging in five more meetings. I think we can...
Right, same meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are placeholders.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't need them, they'll be dropped.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Assemblymember Solomon.
Just a recommendation that for those of you that intend to line item scrutinize this budget, I would recommend that you get with the individual department heads prior to, instead of calling special meetings for those of us to come that are not necessarily as interested in that. We've got a lot on the plate, a lot of days, a lot of meetings, and I'm not adverse to them when they're essential. But to have what's important to Mr. Woods take up a day, and then come back and take another day with Mr. Halter and another day with Mr. Culver, when my belief is they can get those questions answered individually. And if those items are important to them, then in fact they should individually seek out the department heads and get those answers. And then we wouldn't have to take that time at a special meeting.
Good advice. I agree with the concept of having everybody on hand, though, because we want to wade in and hit it hard. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Mr. Spropoulos.
Mr. Mayor.
Welcome back.
Members of the Assembly. So, as the manager mentioned, we did go to D.C. last week. We met with several different people. We met with Department of Transportation, we met with the governor's director of state and federal relations, which is now Kip Knutson. He's been there about 6 months. He gave us some ideas so I'll start with DOT. We got some updates on grants and what the federal legislation might look like, combination of grants and where funding might be available for Tiger grants and how to get debriefings and things like that. That was actually the first time we've ever been able to meet with federal DOT, apparently. The borough's been trying for years to meet with them, and they just never had anybody in the position of the Office of Government Affairs. So we met with the one of the deputy assistant secretaries. That was pretty fruitful. Mr. Knutson had some ideas about South Denali and getting people on board to help get that project going and progressing forward on that. We met with our Washington, D.C. Council on the rail extension. Briefly talked about, you know, where that is, so that the Assembly remembers there was an appeal filed of the Surface Transportation Board decision. The briefing is due it's either 14th or 15th, the opening brief is due. They haven't requested an extension, which means pretty soon they're going to be past the time that they're going to be able to request an extension. So if you recall, it was a one-page appeal. Rail line didn't, you know, STB didn't comply with NEPA, the National Environmental Protection Policy Act, something like that. So we don't know really what the challenges are going to be. We did talk a little bit about the core permit and navigability issues as well. Check my notes here. We met with Senator Murkowski's office, mostly talking about the ferry and options and things we could do regarding the grant agreements. One of the folks that works for her as an attorney as well asked us to send copies of all our agreements regarding the ferry. He was going to go through them and kind of with his federal DC knowledge, look at issues and see if there's other uses we could make of the ferry, things we could look at in the agreements. He was going to get back with us. Those have all been sent. We met with the National Association of Counties, met with three folks there mostly regarding transit type issues. We talked generally about the things that NACO has going on. They also told us to get in touch with the American Public Transit Association, again, to talk about FTA grants, if anybody's had experience in getting those modified or changed, to see what kind of flexibility you might have. We met with Senator Begich's office. Again, talked a lot about ferry, talked about, again, strategies for either what to do, how to get it off the ground. They were very helpful. They had sent some inquiries to the Navy, had requested some follow-up information, which between John and myself and the folks in DC that we have engaged, I think we've responded to all of their inquiries, and they're going to be getting back with us on some of that. We also met with Kim Elton, which is U.S. Department of Interior Secretary for Alaska Affairs. That meeting was somewhat of a meet and greet with John. Mr. Elton, certainly he's interested in the South Denali project, but we also talked about what Interior has going on. And then we also met with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, kind of one of the, you know, shining stars for them and us is the Fish Passage Program. We meet with them every now and then, not every trip, but maybe every other or every third. Talked to them about what was going on. They told us that their fish passage monies this year may be increasing by a couple $1 million, which just means more to dole out. We have a good track record with them, and so that was a pretty positive meeting. Obviously, we also met and spent a significant amount of time with Mr. Ferguson and Mr. Oles from our lobbyist about, you know, things that are going on, federal priorities, how we might strategize in the future, future meetings, letters that might go, and they, you know, took us from place to place as well. So that's kind of a brief overview of the highlights of the trip. I was there for a conference the beginning of the week, the National Municipal Attorneys Conference, which was pretty interesting. The mid-year conference is mostly just the borough and city and county attorneys, so there's a little more policy involved, a lot of collision between law and technology moves so fast, sometimes lawyers have a hard time keeping up, and certainly the law does. Some of the local issues that are going on. John came to DC Wednesday. We had a kind of a working meeting Wednesday night, and then we ran around all day Thursday, all day Friday, and then came back Saturday. So that's a brief summary of the trip.
Thank you. Madam
Clerk's report is in your red folders. It has the meetings for May and June. And like was mentioned earlier, administration has requested a work session on May 14th at 2:30 to get an update on the Jay Park project from the Alaska Command Joint Task Force Alaska. Is that a meeting the assembly would like to schedule for 2:30 on the 14th?
Is there any objection to that? That was by special request, so probably not a lot of flexibility there.
And it was just like to add to that too. It was also requested that the Aviation Advisory Board attend, so we will be inviting them to come and listen to the presentation also. And then the attorney's annual evaluation is due in June, and if I could suggest June 19th at 4 p.m.
10 hours.
10 hour evaluation. Was that it?
What day?
Assemblymember Salmon.
I won't be out of town at that time, out of state.
We do have.
Don't hesitate to hold it if I'm out here.
We can do it also either on a June 28th or June 5th. We do have three regular meetings in June.
and the 8th, and I'll be back probably about the 27th, so the 5th would more than likely be the best.
Okay, does that work for everybody?
Objection to the 5th, 4 o'clock again.
Okay. And then the clerk evaluation is due in July, so we only have one regular meeting in July. It's July 17th at 4:30, if that would work for everybody. Mine don't tend to last as long.
I don't hear any problem with that. I'll try not to broadcast it this time.
And then the agendas for tomorrow's and Thursday's meeting is attached to the clerk's report, and just a reminder that they're in Wasilla at Central Public Safety.
That's tomorrow and
Thursday.
Yeah,
yep, and that was it, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Assemblymember Keel.
Just a follow-up question for the clerk. Request of the Jay Park meeting that we'll be having this work session on. Was made a request of whom?
Administration requested that it get scheduled.
Okay. It's their fault.
How long are these public hearings? They start at 6. Is there a limitation on time on the first day and the second day, or are you just going to go until they're done that day?
Through the mayor to Assemblymember Solomon, we usually go through whoever's there that's wanting to speak.
Assemblymember Colbert.
Through the mayor to the manager, would you have Frankie Barker invite the Fish and Wildlife Commission to be there at that Jay Park, because they're keying on that issue too. Thank you. I don't know if the planning commission is what you guys want to have the information, but
it is a public meeting, so she's not gonna.
No, I mean, you know, we
citizen and other correspondents. Any comments? Under unfinished business, we have this ordinance 12-010, which I think is the third time before us. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance amending MSB 17.28, designating Pacific Parkway Pit and Interim Materials District located within Township 16 North, Range 4 East West, Section 6 on Parcel D1 Sewer Meridian.
And this is already moved?
It is, Mr. Mayor.
Public hearing is closed. So, Assemblymember Solomon.
I have a minimal amendment for clarification, and that would be on page 3 of 5. At the bottom where it is underlined, beginning at the tree line, which incorporates a 15-foot high vegetated berm, I would like to add the words on the south side of the buffer.
Okay. Say that again.
Just add the words on the south side of the buffer, 60 foot. That's a 150-foot buffer, but the request is that it be on the 60 foot on the south side. It's where we established that berm. Instead of 60 foot from the lake, it'd be 60 foot from the end of what would be the vegetated berm.
So this would be a secondary amendment to the primary amendment, Mr. Mayor, that's pending.
Okay. And we do, what is the primary amendment on the floor?
The primary amendment is on the floor, and all the items in here that is either bolded, underlined, or crossed out is part of the primary amendment.
Okay. That's, so the secondary amendment is to add this language on the south side, 60 feet on the south side. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, we're back to the primary amendment. Who postponed this? Or was that it?
There were
Assemblymember Mr. Depp.
I'll yield him in your home. Well, I think it was kind of a combination of Mr. Salmon and myself. We were kind of tussling over when the public would have the right or access to go into this pit to use some of the gravel during the operation with the railroad. Mr. Salmon and I met with Mr. Perkins and Mr. Swartz 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and Mr. Perkins wanted to have established something where the
railroad and the borough would have 2 full years to use the pit solely for themselves to finish the railroad project. And I don't really have then to go back to the borough and they could open it up to the public after the use of the railroad. So I don't really have an objection to that.
Actually, the 2 years came out, and then my understanding, Vern, is he said, or until such time as the rail is no longer engaged in the removal of product from the pit. Mm-hmm. So it could be a year and a half, it could be a year, 9 months. But at that time, then the pit would become open to the public at fair market value of gravel as the cost defined by the commercial use at that time. And that was the intent always. Was to get it to the public, but yet not confuse the railroads. That's what Mr. Perkins was getting at. Having incidental people in and out of there, there are no scales there, there's nobody in there on site, and so we didn't know that previously. Mm-hmm. Now we do know it, and so I recommend that for until such time as 2 years or until such time as the rail is completed with the project.
Okay. Are we ready for the primary motion as amended? Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, it passes. Oh, I thought that's what I was doing. The main motion as amended then. Assemblymember Arvin.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The other issue that we talked about was although the borough is contributing this gravel to the project, there's really no bracket around what that value is and how the borough gets consideration for that, at least while the state is spending a lot of money to put the rail in, just a mechanism by which we can formally be on record that the borough is contributing a significant volume of gravel to the project at no cost because it's in the public's best interest. And the public best interest finding is that we can do that under code. But still, some mechanism where we don't lose that when we continue to lobby for additional funding from the state, that the borough has skin in the game as well.
I'm sure, Mr. Manager, there'd be some means of accounting for how much gravel goes out into that project. Is that true?
Yes, what we'll do is we'll do an estimate value that we have. We will submit a report for the record, and then we can have the assembly accept that action, and then we can report back at the end on how much gravel was actually used for the project. So we'll document it before and at the completion time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
We're ready to open. What's that? Oh, excuse me.
I've got to make a motion here.
Is there a motion in the works?
There is, sir. If Vern, you defer to me at this point?
Yeah, please.
Is there, first of all, is there objection to reconsidering? I thought there was no objection.
That was the primary.
Okay, sorry. You're quite in order.
Yes, this is essentially what I said, but the attorney has pointed out to me, in order to do the until the railroad's done, we need to strike on page 4 of 5, paragraph 19, which says that the operator of the pit shall sell loaded material to the Natchez, Wissahickon Borough and private parties. So the declaration of what Vernon and I have just discussed with you is contrary to that, and I would request striking that and rewording it to say, and I'll pass this forward to the clerk, the pit shall be used for purposes of building the railroad extension. When such use is complete, material may be made available to others at market rates. And that would be my...
That's in lieu of the language that's in 19.
Striking 19, okay. Which essentially just says we'll sell it to the railroad and the public.
Yeah, right.
This says we'll sell it to the railroad, and then when they're complete, then we'll sell it to the public.
Okay. Is that clear to everyone? Is there objection? Hearing none, we are now ready for the main motion as amended.
In my own, because it's the attorney's language where it says may... I would like it to be will, so.
Second.
No, I'm serious. Because May is an incidental, and depending upon who sent it, this horseshoe could be misconstrued. We may or we may not. I would like to say that we will sell, or shall sell, to the public at commercial rates. So that's the only difference.
Now, if you want, is there objection to that? Okay, we're once again ready for the main motion. Is there objection to the main motion? Seeing and hearing none, we will move on.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Good to see you do some work there. Good to see you work.
Yeah, thanks.
We're ready for audience participation.
She's grabbing them right now, Mr. Mayor.
We have no public hearings tonight. This is your opportunity to address this body on anything on or off the agenda. And we have called Mr. Eric Benson, followed by Neil Snipe.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Assembly members. Appreciate the opportunity to share with you my issue. Property owner out off of South Badger Road, bought the property, knew that I had a pond at the south end of my property. The high water mark on my as-built, it's as advertised, and the engineers are spot on. One of the issues that I have is I face debris and runoff from all the other adjacent properties running onto our property. Specifically, I'll refer either to slide one, my issue, inadequate culvert size and placement during installation at the address directly to my east. Last August, when the new construction was underway, I addressed both the contractor, property owner, and the borough permit representative, and I pleaded, because I've watched the river run through it, and I stated that that culvert that you're installing is not equipped to handle the volume of water that's going to come during breakup. We have 72 hours of very fast and furious breakup. So anyhow, my quote was, your driveway will be in my yard next spring. So Sunday, 15 April, slide two, I come home from church, back down my driveway, walk into my garage, put my toughies on, walk over, knock on my neighbor's door, inform them that you probably got about 30 minutes to get your vehicle out of your driveway, otherwise you're going to be high and dry. About an hour later, you can see it starting to erode and degrade. Slide three, 2 o'clock, it's now cut through the main driveway, and by 3 o'clock, it's totally blown out. It's now running through the culvert off of South Badger Road into my yard, construction debris, and pit run. Slide five, the left quad is kind of what you see on the 18th of April. The right quad, things have settled down and dried out. And there's my pit run in my yard. Another drill down picture. And then also the pond picture there when the water goes down into that pond as fast as it does. Basically, the frozen ground will basically come up with the ice, and then as it blows around, eventually, I have new topsoil on my yard every year, but I'm working through it. Slide eight, I would ask for consideration that the borough actually reevaluate the culvert installation that was just put in. It's T-boning the primary culvert that goes into our property, and I just fear that I'll be facing this again next spring. I also would ask that a grate similar to the one.
Just wrap it up.
So, anyhow, so that's my issue. I need some help with your roads and grounds.
Thank you for your documentation, Mr. Manager, do you have his contact information?
Yes, I believe you spoke with Andy Dean.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we'll be able to respond.
Okay,
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Arvin.
Yeah. Thanks.
Mr. Benson, is this Wasilla Commons area? It's not.
1550 South Bagby Road out off the Inner Springer.
Okay.
Up by the sod farm. And so.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Snyder.
Neil Snyder for the record. Yeah, Larry, I was going through the Alaska statute today, and I noticed there was an article on the municipal treasurer. It's section 2920.390.
I'm listening.
So I'm okay?
You're okay, yeah.
Okay. It says, except as provided in AS 14.1.060, the treasurer is the custodian of all municipal funds. The treasurer shall keep an itemized account of money received and dispersed. The treasurer shall pay money on vouchers drawn against appropriation. The treasurer shall give bond to the municipality in a sum that the governing body directs. Is there such a person in the municipal?
In this municipality, there is. She's in the far back corner with her hand up.
I'll give this copy to Andy.
Her name is Ms.
Yeah.
Clayton.
Yes.
Can I get the authority to inspect her books from you, Larry?
Well,
or do I have to get it from somebody else? Because it seems like every time I go to see her, the door's locked.
Well, it is.
And she's not there. So if I can get authority from you, then when I go there, I can say, oh, yeah, I got authority from Larry to go examine your books. And trust me, Larry, I'll be really discreet on this issue because I know how sensitive some of these debits can get and how everybody doesn't like to be put on the spot.
Well, these are public records, so if you have specific questions, we'll make them available. Mr. Manager?
We could certainly provide copies of the audit and get you those right away.
Okay.
We have a CPA who audits any audits, and we can certainly give you that report and a management report.
Okay.
We do that every year, so.
Yeah, because I'm working on a financial thing right now that these types of things will do enhancement of what I'm doing. So if I can come and see you, John Moosey, yeah, that would really be fine. Thank you.
Good. And our Bible right now is this big, thick budget document. That's what accounts for every penny that you're talking about. So this is a time to tell us what needs to go in and out of that, too. So.
Yeah, no, it has to do with a bonding on the land that's supposed to be put up. And at this point, I haven't seen any. You have a person who doesn't even have a license who shuffles this deck of cards, and the outcome is he sits in his office and stares at a computer. So I don't know.
No, it's we all have one, and you can purchase one if you want, if you don't want the online version.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Mm-hmm. That's all that's signed up. Anybody else, please come forward.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly. I am assuming that at the meeting tomorrow on Thursday that you guys are just looking for just some basic input from the public on the budget. As you can imagine, if the Assembly members don't know what's in this budget, the public is understanding even less. It's very difficult for the public to give meaningful testimony and input when all the meetings where the budget is going to get drilled down happens after the door has been shut on the ability of the public to comment. The public does not have easy access to the questions and responses of the budget analyst that has been brought on board, and it's possible that the public may have additional comments or suggestions after hearing the questions and responses to your directors that may be helpful to you in your deliberations. These are our tax dollars, after all. It would be great to feel like our comments bear actual weight on your final deliberations. So, with that, I would respectfully ask that the hearing be held open on Thursday evening, so you don't close the hearing, so that final comment from the public can happen before you pass the final budget. Thank you.
Thank you. And for the record, this is Michelle Church.
Oh, Michelle Church. I'm sorry. I thought I said that. My apologies.
The clerk tells me you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Anybody else? Seeing and hearing none, we'll close the public hearing, audience participation. And we had item A pulled. Was there anything else anybody wanted to pull from the consent agenda? Got to follow through on that. Madam Clerk?
Resolution Serial Number 12-050, a resolution amending the scope to work for El Cantra Park Restrooms and Storage, Project Number 20317, and Manuska River Park Restroom Roof, Project Number 15036, and Northern Parks Upgrade and Improvement, Project Number 15040, AM Number 12-044, vacation of a 50-foot section line easement located within lots 1, 6 through 10, Block 4, Cedarwood Subdivision, located in Section 20, Township 18 North, Range 1 East, Seward, Rainy, Alaska. AM number 12-045, vacation of the right-of-way of the east side of Lot 31, Block 1, Woodland Park Subdivision, recorded at Book 18, page 218, located in Section 35, Township 18 North, Range 2 East, Seward, Rainy, Alaska. AM number 12-046, authorization to purchase from the Frank J. Zamboni and Company an electric-powered ice resurfacer for an amount not to exceed $124,174.41 for the Brett Memorial Ice Arena. AM number 12-047, approval of contract amendment number 5 with Shamrock Septic for an amount not to exceed $120,000 for fiscal year 2013 and add an additional $30,000 for fiscal year 2012 for leach 8 hauling due to exceptionally heavy snowfall. AM number 12-048, approval of change order number 3 in an amount not to exceed $85,000 for a one-year contract extension for the Department of Emergency Services Medical Director for fiscal year 2013. AM number 12-049, order bid number 12-142 to Prosser DAG Construction Company for the contract amount of $1,719,609.26 for Palmer High School and Montauk Field artificial turf.
Well, that's some pretty heavy stuff for consent agenda. Mr. Deputy Mayor, do you want to?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Shouldn't be a lot of discussion. Assemblymember Colbert.
Through the mayor, to the manager, would you get with the community development director and work on a plan? There was a toilet at Alcantara, I think, was in this deal. So we can get some management in that facility and maybe a gate, some hours, a camp host, because there's been some complaints about vandalism, trash, and hanging out there at late hours of the night. So from the neighborhood. Thank you.
For action this evening. We just want you to, number one, see the work that has been done by the committee. We still believe we need to do a little more work on this and bring this back for approval at a later time. And also, too, this was predicated on having this work complete before we did the Academy Charter. And I believe, Madam Clerk, that the move ahead on those construction projects were already pre-approved by the assembly. Is that your understanding? So I just wanted you to be aware of this. The information is here, and it will be coming back for action at a future date. If you have any questions, you can please contact me or, I believe, Joe Oliver in the planning department.
Can I clarify
with you
real quick, Mr. Mayor?
You may.
Through the mayor, to the manager, earlier you said you wanted to pull it from the consent agenda. Mm-hmm. Did you mean completely off the agenda or the consent agenda? That's what's getting confusing for me, at least.
Okay. I did not want this issue to be approved this evening.
Okay.
That was my purpose, and...
I did not understand that part.
Mr. Manager, I understood what you were doing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Not very often you can get one up on a clerk. So, Madam Clerk, our introductions, please.
These are for introduction for public hearing on May 15th. It's Ordinance 0 number 12-063 and Ordinance 0 number 12-064.
Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I move to introduce the legislation as read into the record by the clerk, and set for public hearing on May 15th, 2012.
Okay, is there objection? Hearing none, will be on our agenda next regular meeting. Now you have the vacancy report, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
I don't have.
Is that it? There's only one person.
Oh. Mr. Mayor, I move to approve your recommendations up for confirmation this evening as follows. Emergency Medical Services Board, Elena Anderson.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, that's approved. Thank you. There's no other new business. Does anybody want to reconsider? Wow, we're going to break the record by 50%. Looks like.
Let's not start talking.
So, Mr. Manager, do you have any concluding comments?
Yes, this is a brief meeting, but on the 15th, we're going to have, in keeping with our tradition, a boatload of projects for you to review and request approval. And also, too, with the budget questions, it is my intention to make sure you know exactly what you're going to be approving. And so any questions, please direct to me or Mr. Grimes. And I want to make sure that this is the most knowledgeable budget process that you've had. I'm sitting by the side.
Mr. Spropoulos?
I'm going to take some of the caller's advice and not talk.
And work?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, just two quick things. I'd like to, again, as we began at the start, compliment Assemblymember Culligan for being elected as the most favored politician in the Valley for the frontiersman.
What did that cost?
Yeah. I'll show you in a minute.
He tries to demean it, but it was from the people of the Valley, and he was selected, and there was a lot of us to select from. So that includes state reps, assembly reps, city reps, and Mr. Coggins, the favorite elected official.
Not the mayor, of course.
No, you were out of it. Okay. You're in the mayor's room. And also to acknowledge that the governor has selected Representative Shelley Hughes to take the place of Representative Gotham, and she will serve out his term until the November election. And so I thank him and her and forward to working with her. And that's pretty much it for me tonight.
Okay, Assemblymember Keel.
No comment. Bern is going to say nothing as well, so you can move right along. No comment.
Mr. Alter, you don't have a chance.
Congratulations, Mr. Lucy, serving your first year. It's been a privilege working with you.
Yes, sir.
Assemblymember Colbert.
The legislation that was passed at the 11th hour, like a lot of legislation, this one bad thing happened. It was school funding, and it was kind of an omnibus. Everything was thrown into this school bill. Well, it took out we had a special provision in there that affected school funding. It was added to our assessed value, only 50% of the new growth, I think, since 2002. Well, apparently they stripped that out of there. It was kind of the agenda of some of the areas that weren't growing that didn't like that we had that in there. So I'd like to get our administration to kind of analyze what the fiscal impact to our school district will be. It's very, arcane formula, the school founding foundation, but there was folks that wanted to get rid of that. I remember reading that the House was really unhappy that they sent over that bill, take it or leave it. So.
Been after that for years.
Yeah, but you know, that's typically when something's going to get rammed through. It's that last few hours of session, and put together your thing and vote on what you know. Not many people know what's going on. So anyway, we need to look at that. So that's all I have. And good job, John. I appreciate your hard work and your responsiveness to our many needs. And good job.
Your most favored elected official.
That's Culver. I just want to take a minute. I was waiting for Mr. Spiropoulos to comment about redistricting. As many of you know, I've been working on redistricting for the last 18 months and 12 months actively. The board recently had a meeting Monday and basically announced that they're challenging the Supreme Court or the courts. And so they have two options. One is they're taking comments till May 9th. On the other hand, they will probably just be moving ahead with an interim plan and continue in courts. I recently had an opportunity to do a presentation to a big crowd of folks, which I had a prop that kind of describes the process very succinctly. We were almost on target, but just about 6 inches low. And it's been a painful process, to say the least. So I brought this for the attorney, but he didn't want to wear that. But the reality is, we'll be moving ahead. I don't think we'll see anything different in the Mat-Su or the Anchorage boundaries. You know, it's if we would just stop drawing maps 12 months ago, we would probably have some decent looking maps. But when you enter into the federal requirements over the voting age minority stuff, even the Native corporations, who a lot of the work I've been doing work for, are not happy and probably be seeking exemption in court to do away with those in Alaska. What happens when you adjust the boundaries for population and then you basically, directed by the federal government, gerrymander and have to reach hundreds and hundreds of miles just to get a few folks to meet their race and ethnicity, you rip apart even their own ethnic boundaries and stuff. So it'll be interesting. It's been painful, but I know the clerk and others and Division of Elections and the Planning Department. I just want to thank you for all your work and involvement. But with that, I will be moving on. And thank you, Mr. Moosey. I really appreciate your work over the last year or this past year. And I think we've got good things ahead.
Yeah, so I'm really pleased that Mr. Moosey has agreed to continue working with us. I think that's an excellent proposition for both sides here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple quick comments. I'd like to publicly thank Mr. Moosey for a couple road issues that, one inside District 3 and one on the boundary of District 3, and exercising his public works department to remedy some concerns of some property owners. That's going very well. Sean O'Neill and her staff are doing a good job there. Thank you for that. And then, secondarily, the second access into Cottonwood Creek has begun. They got the trees down before the bird window started, which was today. And that was a time-sensitive response by both Mr. Moosey's staff and the school district, Don and Ken Forrester and others, the principal at Lisa at Cottonwood Creek Elementary, and there were the design firm, HDL, everybody figured out how to get that attacked and get on with it and get that project moving forward. Otherwise, it would have been delayed for about 2 months. So that's, as you drive by Cottonwood Creek and see that timber coming down for that road alignment, it's secondary access to the school. And then along with that, we're also trying to reach out to DOT, executive staff, and commissioner regarding, there's a light that's scheduled a couple years down the road to go in at what will be that new intersection there. And we're gonna see if they can't be sensitive to the the safety concerns with the increased speed on Seward Meridian after the alignment is done, and put a temporary light in, maybe shift some money up a couple years, and maybe put a temporary light in there until that Seward Meridian alignment continues up towards Bogart. So there's a lot of good progress being made there. Thank you for bird dogging that, John. Good job.
Thank you. We got towards the end of the session, one of the things we were trying to herd through was House Bill, I think it was 69, the one that enables us to use gravel for erosion control purposes. Well, it died. And lo and behold, it turns out they had rolled it into House Bill, I think it's 361, which gives us everything we need now to start using some common sense solutions out in the Matanuska River. So I really look forward to getting that started. Yesterday I heard my first robin. You can almost set your clock here. May 1st is robin time. And it'll be shortly followed by the swallows. Well, folks, we almost cut the record in half. If there's no objection, we will adjourn at 10 after 7. Have a good evening.